time on Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, our heroes found themselves in a sewer. After agreeing to help a small half-orc girl who had lost her father on his journey for sewer rats to make rat on a stick for their ever-famous booths. Now, the trip to the sewer was pretty interesting in that Kai fell into a shit stream, and metaphorically, the rest of it kind of felt like a shit stream, too. You guys headed on down to a grated sort of alcove in the sewers, in which you found a giant cat in a doorway, an arched doorway, and a stream waterfall, a poop stream waterfall, and seven centipedes who wanted to kill you. And that's...
they just wanted to have some fun.
They were hungry. So you guys, hey, hey, but I have really great news, guys.
What?
They're all dead now.
Yeah!
Thanks to Cooper and Liz Ill.
Yes, it was.
And Kai.
And it was a helpful experience because, Cooper. Kai, you did not notice as Cooper snuck away from you mid-fight in pursuit of rat on a stick and waywardly stumbled into a pile of, a puddle, really, of some sort of magic.
He does love
nonsense.
His puddles.
So then he grew to the same size as Melvin, and Melvin, sensing a delicious, delicious challenge, chased ferret, chased the ferret, chased Cooper straight out them sewers.
He's got nothing on my coop.
Well, and so now there's like two, like 5 foot tall, a ferret and a cat. Just
nice. That's so
somewhere,
intimidating.
Somewhere, and that's fun and all. But when the sewers were dealing with something a bit more dire. As Melvin left, you saw that Melvin had been standing in the doorway to protect a half-orc man. Mm-hmm. Gray hair pulled up and into a tight bun on the top of his head. You were able to figure out that this was definitely Croyd.
We found you!
The girl's son.
We know
the
your daughter!
The girl's son. The girl's father.
I just realized I'm unconscious still, so
yes,
I can't say
but
that.
The only person who was able to see that is the only person who is conscious right now. And that is Zill. How's Zill doing?
Okay. So, I have Kai down in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wake her up. Mm. And I'm looking at her, and I think of Griana. And when I look up, I'm 7 years old.
What?
And I'm in a forest. There is a body a little bit ways in front of me, and there is one to my right in a pond. And I'm crying. When I blink, I'm back in the sewer, and I see this man, and I'm crying. And I say, help.
And it's amazing how that sheer feeling of absolute helplessness can strip you down to what you're worried you are. And that is a child incapable of saving the people she cares about. And Croyd, obviously freed up now, not very injured at all, sees this and begins walking, jogging towards Kai. However, that is more than 10 seconds. I need you to roll a death saving throw. I would like to clarify something. If Liz would choose to spend her inspiration on this, she would have to tell me now and give it to you. If you roll now and you get a one, you will not be able to take her inspiration to try and roll again.
My inspiration dice is a d6, so if she rolls a one, it can't help anyway.
What?
All right.
All right.
I've got one in death and zero in success.
There you go.
Okay.
So she does three, right?
She needs to not roll a one right now. Before Croyd can get to her.
12. Ha ha! Success!
There she goes.
All right, all right, all right, all right. One
Perfect.
For one, baby. Let's go.
Perfect. And I'm going to roll just a real, like, how quick
You're
is
so
Croyd?
So
Croyd be quick. Croyd be nimble. So Croyd be quick. Croyd jump over the centipede body. Great, great job, self. Let me just pull up the spell slot.
<It's freezing. laughs> Is Croyd a sorcerer?
Yeah, Croyd's a sorcerer, and he hunts rats for a living.
the rat sorcerer.
Getting a job out there.
He's the rat sorcerer.
He's the
rat sorcerer.
He's the great rat sorcerer.
Yep. Croyd jogs over to your body. He's wearing just like simple peasant clothing. He has six spears sort of just like on his back right now. And there are like rats jabbed and staked onto each one.
Yeah.
Because like he's a rat hunter. So it's just like a pile of rats on each spear.
That's
as he's
Cooper
been hunting.
Distracted.
And so he kneels down in front of you, Kai. Mm-hmm. And he puts his hands on your shoulders.
Oh, feels good.
And you
can't feel anything. You're dying.
And you heal 6 hit points. You are back up to 6.
Wait,
what?
So I'm alive?
Yes.
That was it?
Really? Oh my god! Amazing! Thank you, Croy!
Well, that's
I'm alive!
That's not exactly what happens.
Oh.
You are,
what?
It is grays and spots as you try to pull yourself back into consciousness, into like being alive. And you try to sit up and the best thing you can do is just sort of tilt to your side and cough up blood. You are having the hardest time coming back.
She's a what? Witch zombie now.
Are you
what
crying?
Noise
is Kai crying?
That?
I've seen things.
Oh.
Guys, I know what's on the other side.
Oh my god, I can't wait to hear about it.
At that point, Croyd stands up and goes to the other unconscious person.
That's me, Griana.
I hit Kai, go, don't do that again.
Do what?
Don't.
That.
And
what? Die.
Using his last spell slot, Griana, you are healed 4 hit points.
Oh, that's how I wake up.
Love this man.
It's a little more hangover-y than that. Yeah. It's hangover 2, so it's not even that good. So.
That's how I return to the world.
Zil, with tears streaming down your face. You see two of your dearest friends lying on the ground in front of you. just like struggling to sit up at this point. Kai, how are you feeling?
Where's Cooper?
That's a good question.
Where's Cooper?
You're alive.
Cooper?
Cooper ran off.
What? Cooper ran off?
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, well.
What?
You guys.
Wait, did we kill them all? All the creepy crawlies? Oh my god, they're all... Oh, thank god, I hate those things.
That was not cool, you guys.
That was... Wait a second. I got... Oh! Unzips jacket. Oh
yes,
my
you
god!
Unzip your jacket.
I will never take you for granted ever again, Iga. I swear from now on we are the best of buds. Mm. And I'm so proud of you that you stayed alive. You have clearly grown more than I ever thought.
And Iga sort of gives this,
oh,
and then
Iga!
Like rubs his face against yours, kind of a sign of desperation and love as well. Yes, Kai.
I look at Croyd and I'm like, "Did you, Kai Abadite?
Oh my
I think
God.
You just brought me back to life. Thank you so much." And I grab his hand and I shake it as strong as I can, but it's probably a normal handshake now because I'm super weak.
Yeah.
Griana turns to him. We found you. It's the guy.
Yeah, I'm Croyd. How are you guys?
Oh my god, I'm Griana.
Griana? Yeah. And Kai and
Zil.
Zil. Not often I run into people here in the sewers.
We were looking for you.
We were looking
for
you.
We know your daughter.
And we found you. You brought us back to life.
Yeah.
So come with us.
How long has it been?
I don't know. We've been down here for
Zil, how long were we out for? It felt like, can I just say, it felt like 10 years. I have 10 years of knowledge on what's on the other side, and you guys.
What, 10 years of
we got,
death knowledge?
Yeah, next time we do a campfire, I'll go first on the stories.
Okay. How is Griana feeling coming back from her consciousness?
I feel a tad hungover from this fight, like sore, I guess you could say, very sore.
Yeah,
I'm like touching like my bite marks, like oh my ow, you know.
Yeah.
Because now that I have touched base with Iga, I'm kind of like oh my god, ow, and I'm really glad they're dead. I don't want to see them ever again. I don't want to ever see a creepy crawly ever again in my life. And Because, you know, it's all a shock. It's like, I'm alive. Iga's alive. Kai and Zill are alive. We don't know where Cooper is, but this guy, we found him somehow. I don't know. And now I'm sobering up. And it's just like, yo, guys, we got to, is there any sanitation? We got to get out of this poop stream area because all our cuts are going to get infected.
I, like, itch my ear and I, like, pull out, like, a goop of poo.
That's
from
disgusting.
It.
That all we got to get out of here.
Podcast canceled.
Can we leave?
So Croyd's like, yeah, I know a quicker way to the top. Come on.
How did you get in here? How did you get stuck here in the first place?
How did I get stuck here?
You're kidding me, right? Like, you don't remember?
How many days has it been?
I don't know.
She I think
like 2 days.
Yeah, your daughter is really 2 days. Worried. Did you just like...
Do you have dementia?
Also, you were stuck behind a cat. Whose cat is that? What?
I have no idea.
Okay, something's clearly wrong with this man.
Came
we
to
need
consciousness
to take him.
Maybe 20 minutes ago.
Oh, so you've been passed out?
I think so.
What the hell? Surprised the silverfish didn't get him or whatever those things were.
Silverfish is you. Is Carly having
silverfish
having terrible flashbacks?
Oh my god! I had to kill one the other day in my apartment, and I thought I kicked
it. I sent it.
I literally. Oh, please stop! They're monsters. I hate them. Anyways, we need to get this guy up to the top, gang, because yeah. We also need medical attention.
Zill, did you see where Cooper went? Like,
he just jumped up.
Just up? He just went up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, are you okay, Zill? You look a little shaken up, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for looking out for us while we were unconscious.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
We both almost died.
And that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, we're not supposed to die, nor will we ever die.
Uh-huh. I give Zill a giant hug.
I give both of them a giant hug.
All right, so the three of you are like clutched together in the center of this grated alcove in the sewers.
Iga's there too.
Iga's right in the middle, enjoying every second of it. And you guys hold there for a second, and everyone's alive, and everyone is okay. And you're there for a second, you just hear like kind of like a top bound.
What?
Let's go.
Oh, that guy. Okay, let's go, Croyd.
And so Croyd takes you back up the ladder from whence you came and takes you down the opposite side of the path that you guys had been walking down. So you were on the right side, now you're on the left side. And you guys walk down a little bit and you take a turn and then he takes you to an entrance. Roll a perception check.
I failed.
17.
11.
I'm going to go with I have a 3.
All right. So it's been blown open. Cool. And Croyd sort of looks confused as well.
That's not supposed to be that way.
Absolutely not.
That's...
All right. We should get top bound. And he climbs up the ladder first. With rats on his back and pride in his heart and excitement to see his daughter. What order are you guys climbing up in?
I'll follow him.
I'd say, yeah, you're the most damaged, I think.
I'm just the smelliest.
You.
As I have one health.
Oh, right. Let's
can I put Liz on my back? Or
no, go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw.
What? 17 plus 3.
All right, so you're hit with a brief flight of like. Ah, fuck. Standing might not be a thing I can do anymore. But you have been training and disciplining your body in just sort of, you know, you're not a wizard eating chips anymore. No. So, and you're managed to sort of like center yourself through that possibility. So, who's up the ladder next?
I'm going to psych myself
I'm
up
gonna
to go up the ladder.
I'm going to say Kai goes next.
All right. All right, and then Griana's so last.
It's Zill, Kai, Griana. Yeah, that's cool with me. I have 4 hip health.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I ended at -4. Do I add 6 to that, or do I just add?
You add 6 to 0.
Okay, dope.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have the most hit points.
Yeah, who needs a piggyback ride?
Nope, not really. You
I have a staff.
You're actually not really sure right now if your kneecap's in the right place. You're not in a good...
Ew.
Like, 6 hit points is not hunky-dory, I'm going to go to school today.
We need to go.
I have a hunky-dory.
I have a quarterstaff I'm using to prop myself.
That's smart.
You guys.
Wait, I also grabbed my morning star back there.
Iga sheds a tear into my wound, and all of a sudden
does
it's
it. Does it now.
Yes. It gets infected.
It's not a fucking hippogriff.
You lose 2 hit points.
I was hoping you'd catch on to that.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Carly, you actually lose 2 hit points because it got infected.
No! Guys, you know who I bet will be able to help us out and take care of us?
Jack.
Jack. At the end. Let's get to Jack before we, let's drop Croyd off and get to Jack.
Is there, well, I'm gonna look for Cooper.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
well,
so you guys climb to the top, well. And I would like you to roll another perception check.
Ooh, okay, 18.
16.
17 again.
18, 16, 17?
We're getting our vision back, guys.
Great. This isn't so much vision, but sound. Uh-oh. And it is the sound of fanfare.
What?
Chaos. And
they got out of the sewer.
And
it
a
blew
cat?
Up, and they got out of the sewer.
Oh no! The giant cat.
Is Cooper there?
I go. Oh
and
no!
And it's like a few blocks that way, and a bunch of people are like, "Oh my god!"
Wait, guys, quick!
I hobble as fast as I can over there.
If that's Melvin, get the cat so we can win the task, you guys.
What?
Where there's Melvin, there's Cooper.
And where there's Cooper and Melvin, there's destruction in the town.
So I hobble over as fast as I can. It hurts.
Is that the decision you're making?
Yes.
To continue forward?
Yeah, I am.
I go.
All right, buddy. Cooper!
Calvin!
Velma!
Scooby-dooby-doo!
Cooper! I have rats for you! Croyd, can I borrow a rat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Velma or Wilma?
Wilma!
I realized I said Velma.
Is Cooper, can I make a perception to see if Cooper is around?
Yeah.
No.
Wait.
The answer is no. And guess what? The answer would have been no if you had rolled higher.
What if I rolled a 20?
Cooper would still not be here. You don't get to change fate.
Sorry. All right. I'm looking for trails.
All right. Roll a survival animal hand. Perception?
I like
perception.
That's what I have points in.
You're just following the path of chaos and destruction.
21.
Should I roll two? Should we all?
Yes,
roll?
Absolutely.
If you guys want to split up, if you want to take care of the cat while I get
plus perception,
they're going to be together.
9.
Okay, but Cooper's not with the cat. Cooper's not there. Did you not?
I didn't hear that. If she said that,
no, he is not in sight. Even if I rolled a 20,
the cat's
not
in sight either.
Oh, I thought the cat was.
No.
So I got a 9.
You can just hear the meowing of a cat. You don't know where.
So okay, old. Can I follow the meows? I rolled a 21.
All right, so it's actually much easier to step out of the alleyway that you guys are in and out into the thing, and you look, and there's a direction of people staring north, and then you turn north, and there's a knocked-over fruits cart. There's a torn down awning. There are some chairs everywhere. A very scared looking horse.
Hey, Griana, do you still have that rope?
Yes.
May I see it?
Yes, you may. Here you are.
I want to take the rope. I want to put it around my staff. No, I don't want to cast money. I want to tie it around my staff. And then I want to tie.
In case anyone doesn't know, I have a rope in my explorer's
pack. Since I have a magician's costume, I'm going to take the cape out of it and tie that to the end. I have a magician's costume.
I'm just wondering what you're
What's
making
happening?
If it's a scarecrow.
And I am tying it to the other end. So I have a staff with a rope and a little thing dangly on the other end.
Oh my, you've made a cat toy.
I've made a cat toy.
That was so smart.
That was cool, Zill.
All right, so. I assume you guys head in the general direction of
Croyd's
where the sort
still,
of
right?
Croyd is not.
Okay. Croyd, go find your daughter.
He says, that was the plan. Thank you, strangers.
You're welcome. Can we get free ride on a stick?
Sorry,
while we're
I can't
here?
Hear you.
We saved your life.
Bullshit.
Sir, we'll see you at your stand.
And so you guys head off in the direction. Do you all have less than 10 hit points?
Yes.
All of you roll a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Come on, baby. 20. Not Nat, though.
15.
Oh, no, not 20. It's 20.
Can I add plus 8 to a critical fail?
No, you cannot.
Okay. 22.
15.
I'm glad you got it now and not earlier in the day.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But you now realize that there is a broken rib in your body, and stepping
rib
makes you want to die. Perhaps it was the climbing up the ladder that sort of shook it out of place. If you know anything, you actually vaguely remember a horror story told when you were younger and working around as the burlesque dancer about the story of a woman who had tied her ribs so tight in a corset, her ribs broke and then punctured her lung.
Oh.
And it stayed with you a little bit
ever Lady
since.
Bruella, yes.
Yes,
oh God.
Rest in peace, Lady Bruella.
Can I try and like, oh no, it hurts. How? Guys, fuck, I'm fucked up.
Get help. I'll go on.
No, I'm not Cooper.
No.
Cooper, mommy has rats.
Kai.
Mommy has rats.
Hey,
Kai,
pull yourself
Kai.
Together.
Kai.
I'm hurt.
Sit down. Sit down.
No.
Be.
I want to find my baby.
Okay, well.
We are trudging on.
Now, Kai, remember that burlesque dancer?
Yeah, I don't have a corset on. It's fine. It's fine.
Kai,
my grandpa, in real life, my grandpa slipped in the shower because he put soap on the bottom of his feet. Don't know why. And he broke his ribs. Yes, this is true. My grandpa had never used liquid soap. So, you know, he used bar soap. He figured he might as well get a head start on while he's waiting for the water to warm up. Because he said, never seen this liquid soap before. I figured I might as well get a head start before I got in the shower. So I put my soap on my arms, my feet, my legs, my crotch. Like,
specifically the toes.
Specifically the bottom of my feet.
Yep.
So he gets in to this tub bat shower, and he just fucking flew. And we were in the middle of moving. He was out there helping us. And we're in the middle of moving, and he didn't want to burden anyone, so he didn't tell us for 2 days.
God.
He told my dad to keep it a secret, and my dad broke. And then he was like, why'd you tell Aaron? And then I had to take him I was in middle school. I had to accompany him to the hospital. We were put in a room right next to a woman with kidney stones.
Ew.
She was in excruciating pain.
That, yes.
The whole time. Anyways, so you don't want to live with a broken rib. That's all I'm saying.
And then Griana told that story.
That's her real life. Yeah, Griana's grandpa.
It's a canon.
Wapa. Her grandpa what? Because I call my grandpa Papa.
Ah.
Wapa. Anyways.
You hear another.
I'm going. I have this cat.
Yeah. And I'm holding off the cat.
All right. So you guys are trudging upward. Remember, it's north, so there is a slight uphill stint to it. Does not help. And you guys are traveling upwards. It takes you a bit longer to clear a block than you would normally anticipate because you all have less than 10 health points. So you guys are trudging. And it really is a show of, like...
Does anyone have any water?
Brute willpower right now. Any water that you may have had probably wouldn't be great to drink right now.
Anyone have any food? I'm so hungry.
You want a bite of this rat?
No.
Ew.
I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, that's true. And so you guys are trudging and trudging and trudging. Roll another perception check for me.
16.
9, baby.
Ooh! 20. I'm but so that's a...
Not that.
I exploded.
Oh, you exploded?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I got a 16.
I got a 9.
So, you are walking down, trying to follow the source of, like, everyone's looking, right? Because this is fucking bananas. just because there's, like, a giant cat and a giant ferret ruining everything they touch. And so you're watching people pointing, and that's sort of where you're getting your clues from, right? So you're heading up, and you head up, and you see another group of 4. Standing there, they're talking in hushed whispers. They're like, and you hear Melvin, Prince is what you're hearing over the sort of fanfare of everyone else. And and then you clear past them and you walk another block and you hear a very low, like the cats who are like really angry. That really good impression I just did of a really angry cat. Thank you. Oscars in the mail.
What the?
So you sort of like hear this noise and you turn and you see two things. You see three, if we're being specific. One, the tail of Cooper, who had snuck underneath a sort of fenced off section of the city.
Oh, he's scared.
And you literally just see Cooper's tail disappear.
It's a giant.
To the other side. Yes.
Oh my God, wait, is Cooper ever gonna go back to normal size?
And then the second thing you see is the cat Melvin, who has been backed into the corner that he can't clear, just because it's fenced off and he's not small enough to fit under. And then you see a hero team of four. It's actually the improv troupe from Rigelliville.
No!
And they're standing. They're like, hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, it's cool. Kitty, it's cool.
Wait. And they're like, can I ask what this troop's name is?
You like, haven't asked them
do
yet.
Do they have a troop name? Like, we are, like, thank you, everyone.
Take five.
We are stepdads. Like,
it's actually fail.
Fail?
Yes.
Oh, fuck off. Like, loaf.
Like, loaf.
We changed our name, by
I know
the way.
We did. I'm just an honorary member of that improv team.
Fail.
Did you guys ever perform?
No.
No.
And that's like the bit. Anyways, so, and you see them like, hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Nah, it's cool. Kitty, we're friends now. And they're sort of like backing up on it, and it's arching its back, and it's hissing. And yes.
After you're done describing this, I just have something I would like to say to Griana.
Great. And so you see the cat sort of running out of options, takes a small swipe, not like a kill swipe, but like a cat, like, please get away. Swipe at one of the members and then looks at the rooftop, does the cat thing where it's like, I've got this.
No.
Roll, my cat toy. Roll an animal handling check.
That's a four.
Wait, I can speak with animals.
I was just going to say, like, Griana, yeah. You should talk to him.
Okay, I'm going to whip out a half-orc skill. I'm going to speak with animals.
Okay.
Should I roll?
And a ranger skill.
I'm sorry, half-orc ranger skill.
No, you don't have to roll. You just cast
okay.
it.
Okay, I cast speak with animals.
Great.
Melvin! It's Griana. It's Griana from the sewers. Can you come down here and just, can we chat?
And Melvin, who had jumped up to the roof as you were talking, sort of peers back down from you, down at you, and it's got that cat thing where its pupils are just fucking huge and its ears are kind of back a little, and it's just like peering over the rooftop because it can understand you. So let me just make sure I get the realm of your spell right.
Okay.
She has it on here too.
Mm. Oh yeah, she do.
She could read it.
Yeah, I can. So speak with animals. You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. The knowledge and awareness of many beasts is limited by their intelligence, but at minimum, beasts can give you information about nearby locations and monsters, including whatever they can perceive or have perceived within the past day. You might be able to persuade a beast to perform a small favor for you at the DM's discretion.
So the cat peers over and goes,
okay.
Which is cat four.
Yes.
What?
Oh. Hi, Melvin. So it's Griana from the sewers. We would like for you to come down. Is that okay? Can you come down?
Hey, I don't know what you're saying, but bring up his owner.
We want to take you back to your owner.
Your home.
Do you want to go home? Are you scared?
Yes.
okay, yes. You need to trust us. We are good people. We just saved that guy from down in the sewers.
Show him the toy.
I have a toy. We have a rat.
Okay, so at this point, you are waving around a toy and some rats, and you get the telltale flick of the ears. Please roll a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, what?
21.
Great.
Do I roll?
You three are close enough together that, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
I shouldn't have rolled.
11.
Five?
All right. You are taunting a cat, and the cat wants what you have, and...
Melvin, calm down for 1 second.
Well, no, because Melvin does come down.
Hey,
Melvin
idiots.
Does jump down,
oh,
but
okay.
he is sort of pounces on you guys.
Guys!
And Cooper! So,
Brianna, you have a broken rib.
Brianna, you're knocked on your ass.
Ow!
Yeah,
ow,
but no other real that. Damage than being knocked on your ass.
I did not.
You got a... What?
11.
Great. So you get your hands out of the way before Melvin bites the stick that you're... the spear that Croyd gave you and just has it in Melvin's mouth. And then his big, big eyes just looks over at the cat toy.
I got a 21, so...
it's the cat's indecision of, like, food or play. Food or play. And you actually hear Melvin be like, food or play. He has a stick in his mouth, so... Food or play?
Melvin. You can have both, Melvin. Look at me. You can have both.
Yes.
But you just need to let us take you back to your home where you can have unlimited food and play with your owner. Does that sound good?
I want to play with the ferret.
Hey. Okay, Melvin. You can play with the ferret, but let us take you back to your home first, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'll bring... The ferret belongs to my friend Kai. We could bring the ferret over for play dates. Right, Kai?
Sure. Can I cast Speak with Animals and go find my Cooper?
Yeah. All right. So here's what happens. Griana, roll a persuasion check. Or animal handling, whatever you choose. What is it?
So it is a 5.
Great.
Please.
All right. Liz, roll another dexterity saving throw.
8.
All right. So, you're still holding this toy, right? And halfway through Griana's speech, Melvin's eyes sort of divert. And so at this point, Melvin, halfway through Griana's sentence, like, sees the cat toy. He's like,
Oh, come on, Melvin.
Work and play makes Melvin a nice boy.
No, Melvin, you've never watched The Shining.
And Melvin pounces toward your staff and manages to paw it out of your hands. And is now sort of playing with it and batting it around like you would like a string, and is now like following up the street because it's batting it around.
Brianna's just shaking her head. I'm just shaking my head.
Oh,
my
it's
God.
Just Melvin.
Guys, I just want to go back and see.
Playing with Sil's staff as you go up the city.
That's very funny.
I know you guys don't think it's funny, but there's a 5-foot cat.
She's losing it.
This is like when I was laughing about how everybody hated Mavis.
Oh, yeah. Well, great. You guys, we freaking did. Can we just go recover and then go find this?
Not until I have my Cooper.
I understand.
Imagine if it was Iga.
No, I understand. Let's get
to it. What if you talk to Cooper?
I'm talking
to him. Let me finish. What if you get Cooper to come out, and what if we have the cat chase Cooper to its home?
That's a great idea. Okay, I'll talk to him. Okay, so I have Cass speak with animals. I go, Cooper.
Don't give him a rat till he agrees.
Well, Melvin fucking ate it, so.
Yeah, Melvin Melvin has the stick of rats in his mouth and is batting your wand.
Okay.
You're not your wand, your staff up the street.
Selfish.
Okay, so I kind of sneak over. I'm like, Cooper.
Cats are selfish. That's like the domineering trait of a cat.
And then he walks on a laptop while someone's trying to work.
Yep. And just hits your water glass right off the coffee table and then gives you a glare. So you are trying to get Cooper's attention. Cooper is on the other side of this fence. Yeah.
Cooper, I know. Don't worry. The cat is not going to get you. I'm not going to let it hurt you. I just want to talk. Will you talk to Mommy?
And then you see Cooper's eyes peer underneath the fence.
Okay, stay hidden for now, okay?
Okay, Mom.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I like this. Mom over boss. I like it. Okay. How you feeling?
A lot of things have happened in the last 1 minute.
I know. Hey, I want to talk to you, okay? And there is a big, huge reward for you. I made friends with the rat on the stick owner, and I can get you as many rats on a stick as you want, but you have to help me with this plan. All right. Do you remember where Jack and Jill's are?
That's not the home.
Where are we going?
We're going to the prince's place.
All right. I'm so sorry. This is metagaming.
Oh, gotta shut that down.
No, but she would... Because we know. We knew whose it was. Fine. Whatever.
I will let it happen right now, but I will point out that she is speaking with animals right now, and you cannot hear her. I let it happen.
I was just... Or, Cooper, so this is what we're going to do. I'll hop on you, okay? So you're not alone in this, okay? But we're going to run. We're just going to run for it, and I'll tell you exactly where to go, okay? And in it, if you just keep on running.
What's the trap?
There is no trap. Don't worry, there's no
but
trap.
But you promised me a lot for just running around.
No, 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 we're not just running around. We have a specific destination to go to. You know why? Because Mommy broke her rib and Mommy needs it healed right now. So, and we need to get a few other things, okay?
Okay, is the cat gone?
I do not control the cat's actions, but that's why I'm hopping on your back.
Mom, the cat almost killed me.
What?
I will not let that happen to you, sweetheart, okay? Do you trust me, Cooper?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to hop. Okay. I'm going to get the directions from Zill. We're going to hop on. And we're going to fucking do this. You're my baby, okay? I love you. Mommy loves you.
Oh, all right. So at this point, Cooper's just waiting for your okay to come back out from under the fence. So you three are standing together in a huddle.
All right, Zill. Cooper's a go. Cool. Now, where are we going?
So it's the prince's cat.
Oh, so we just go to the castle.
Yeah.
Oh, I know where that is.
Okay.
I pull out my map.
Oh, easy. The prince's castle. On it.
Okay. And I kind of look at Cooper. And I give him a nod.
All right. So you nod and Cooper shuffles out from underneath the fence and
hop on.
You and you alone are getting on Cooper.
You guys want to join. But
what did you and Cooper just talk about?
Meet at the castle. Bye.
What? Okay.
All right. So Kai shouts, "Meet at the castle. Bye." And then Cooper and Kai just, you know, because ferrets move fucking
split an Uber.
Quick.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna do a Lyft line.
All right. That sounds good.
I'm tired, and honestly, I'll pay the $350 for a pool.
I mean, hey, like we'll split it.
Venmo.
Okay. And so you guys get into an Uber, and Kai, ferrets are fucking fast. That's just kind of one of the
realistically though, things what are about we doing?
Ferrets.
Are we getting on a horse?
And so you are clearing blocks. And so Kai, you and Cooper are like off like lightning, and Melvin immediately picks up on that. And so Cooper just darts past Melvin because Melvin is playing with his little staff, and then sees you taking off, very excited, does a thing where it sort of gets down and sort of wiggles a little bit, and then it is a chase scene. So
I put my hand out. Taxi.
Yeah.
We get a taxi.
So you guys take off. We'll deal with that in a second. Mm-hmm. Zill, your staff is about a block away from you right now, and Griana and Ziller, you were just standing there.
We look at each other and we both go,
Taxi!
All right, so you go.
Can somebody kick me that staff?
I have quite a bit of gold. I can
somebody just
pay
like
for it.
Kick that over.
Hey, thank you, townsperson.
Yeah, yeah, no.
That's what happens.
A small child, the age of 8, sort of nudges it.
Oh my
thank
God.
You. I untie it. I go, you can have this rope and. I just want it all.
Yeah, I'm like, don't
give away my rope. Then give that back. I put my rope back in my explorer pack.
Your rope is back in your explorer pack.
You give him a little cape.
Thanks.
Okay.
And the kid runs
finger
off.
Finger guns.
Wow. He dies.
So the taxi is here?
Yeah. Okay. So a bright yellow cart
taxis.
Pulls up. You know, it's got this half cart, half chariot feel to it because it's smaller in nature, perhaps a VW bug of
Texas.
Carriages.
And
it pulls up and it's like, someone order a taxi.
That's us.
I know there are British people here.
What?
Half British.
So, yeah, so we need you to follow that. Come up, it's.
Right, well, hop on.
To the Princess Castle.
And away.
And that's my New Year's resolution, to do more dumb voices. And so you guys are off in this
It's taxi. A wacky races. We're doing
and
wacky races.
It is a wacky, wacky race.